All right, let's get started. Brendan, what are you drinking? What's on the Sinone? I don't know. What's
have
on
you started
Sinone?
Drinking yet?
Not yet.
Yes,
clearly.
Close.
Yes. I went into the night planning to not drink. I was going to try to be off for most of the week, but then TJ said, let's do spaces. Sounds I knew like I was going to have to carry us tonight because you guys are on your whole 30 bullshit.
Oh, we poured.
Oh, you did? The whole 30 is absolutely nothing. Okay, cool.
This is work, dude.
This is content.
I can't not work for a whole month.
Yeah, we probably get paid an average of like 10 cents a day doing this. So
You should be thanking me right now.
Thank you, Ben. You're a hero.
For sacrificing my diet to drink with you.
I've got Old Pepper, single barrel rye from Gaspar's. You guys send me a sample, a samp, as I like to call it. And it's delicious. It's really nice.
Isn't it like all mint? It's so crispy.
You love crispy is your word of the week.
It's a crispy boy.
out of context, it's right even there. Worse somehow.
It's a crispy
Ben,
boy.
It reminds me of the Wild Turkey Rare Breed Rye, where it's got that vanilla, graham cracker, like weird combination going on. Like it's rye heavy, but not crazy rye heavy. So yeah, that's what I. I'll do a side by side. I'm going to pour out the other one too. I'm going to pour the rare breed rye while we're doing this to do a comparison.
Rare breed's going to be way more vanilla.
Yeah, way more vanilla, more pepper on the front. But I love the mint on that Old Pepper.
Yeah.
I need to go get another
super fresh
because I think my bottle's almost gone.
That would be the ultimate mint julep. How great would that be?
Oh,
because it's minty.
What are you drinking, Ben? All right, I got a couple of requests here, so don't go too long because I want to get some of these requests.
Shut up,
talk
Ben.
To some
shut up.
But also, Ben, what do you? I see you, Alex. I see you, Pat. I'll get you guys in here in just a minute. But what do you got, Ben, in your glass?
I got a store pick as well. I'm doing a Sagamore Spirit Rye, Beef and Leaf, straight rye whiskey. It's their 6-year pick from Davidoff and Burns and Timberwood Society. Shut up, Timberwood Society. What's up?
We've talked about how – so for those not in the Tampa area or not familiar with the Tampa area, Beef and Leaf, Beef being Burn Steakhouse, Leaf being Davidoff Corona Cigar there in Tampa. That's the coolest, like, joint name for anything ever, Beef and Leaf.
Beef and Leaf. What a boss.
When you come to Tampa, a lot of people ask me, like, oh, what do I grab in Tampa? Obviously, if you can get a reservation at Burns, you have to do it, like, 3 months out. If you can't, there are ways to get in at Burns. Just shoot me a DM, and I'll hook you up on the info there. But go grab a steak at Burns and then go over to Corona Cigar and grab a cigar and a drink as well.
TJ, real quick, TJ, let them know about Gaspar's and how they can save some money if they go to buy a bottle there too, if you got any Tampa people in the audience.
Yeah. So if you're in Tampa or if you're in the Tampa area, if you drop the podcast name, if you drop Bourbon on a Budget while you're at Gaspar's, they'll give you $5 off your order. So it's pretty cool. It's not wealth, but save you the tax, right?
When
Ben goes in and buys his, you know, Kentucky Gentleman, you know, saving $5 is like 40%
that's
off.
Bottle. That's a bottle right there.
All right, cool. Thanks for everybody like jumped in and is hanging out for a minute. Let's add some people here. And I don't know if you guys have questions, comments, or you just want to ask recruiting stuff. I'll add Josh in if that's the direction.
Oh my God, Josh is in here. Elliot's in here. Wow, Richie's in here.
Don't leave Richie out.
Richie's in here.
Let's go, baby.
Hi, Richie.
Alex, how's it going, man? You scared Elliot off. Look what you did. You ruined it. He didn't know you could.
I didn't think Elliot knew how to work spaces. That's cool.
Yeah, he's come in the FSU one before. You scared him off though.
TJ, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Every single day, long time listener, FSU Space is here, but also long time bourbon drinker. So had to hop in, join the space. Used to date a crazy woman up in Louisville, Kentucky, and the only good thing I got out of it was some really good bourbon tips. So sipping on some Wilderness Trail tonight. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. Like at the time, this was probably 3 years ago when we dated. And I found it, and I love it. It's a little bit sweet, but it's pretty good. I enjoy it a lot. Kentucky bourbon.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. We just did a rapid review. Ben and I did. I think I posted on either Friday or Saturday of two different Wilderness Trails. One was the rye. One was the one was the bourbon. One was the weeded bourbon. Really good stuff. Is yours like a store pick or just kind of the standard one? Or
yeah, it's standard. I've had a couple – different versions. Like I said, I'm kind of new to the bourbon scene. Well, not new to the bourbon scene, but not like super avid bourbon, you know, connoisseur. But it's delicious, man. Everyone I've tried has been absolutely great, like just right down my alley. So it's a good one to like kind of introduce yourself to with bourbon and all that. So have you done, I got a quick question though. Have you done, have you done the like bourbon trail up there in Louisville and all that?
Dude, I haven't yet. And here's the plan. The plan is to get, just had somebody respond to us and said they couldn't, they're drafting their little league team. And couldn't join the space, but like they wish they could set their little league team to auto draft so they could jump.
Oh my god!
And that's sorry, Ned. I'm really. I'll tell you. I sorry for getting off track. The plan is Florida State plays at Louisville this year. So Brendan and I have talked about it. My buddy Johnny, that's in here, lives in Chicago, and we've talked about kind of meeting up there halfway. Ben, I'd like to pull you up there for that one as well. I think that'd be a lot of fun if we did it like kind of as the podcast, and then anybody else that wants to go, you can kind of kill two birds with one stone there. Go FSU plays. Hopefully that's not like Thursday. Well, even if it is on Thursday night, who cares? We'll stay Friday and Saturday. So yeah, I think that'd be a ton of fun to do it that way.
Awesome, man. You got to do it. Get you the passport or whatever they do up there and get all the little clicks for each places you go to. It's a really good experience, man. Hey, appreciate the time, brother. Love the FSU spaces. Like I said, I'm on there every single day. Thanks for all you guys do.
Yeah, no, I appreciate your support. Appreciate you coming on. And cheers. Like I said, we just did that Wilderness Trail. So if you scroll back on the profile a little bit, we really liked it too. So good stuff there. Ben, the first one I think Ben got was the rye, which is also a store pick from Gaspar. So
yeah,
they do a great job with stuff. Brendan, you're all in for the. I mean, Ben too. I mean, he was piping up, but you guys are all in for the. FSU Louisville trip, right?
Yeah, I've had some bad experiences going up to Louisville for FSU games and bourbon being involved, but I'm ready to get hurt again for sure.
Had some bad trips for football in Louisville too. Yeah,
that's
so
pretty much all.
Just drink away your sorrows.
Yeah,
drink away your sorrows.
I wanted to point out, and hopefully the listeners took note of it, that Alex, you know, he legitimately spent time in Louisville because he said it correctly. He got the guttural Louisville. To it, like, you know, he's authentic. Oh, there. It's proper. Yeah,
no doubt. Cool. Let me add Pat as a speaker. Pat, keep this PG. And I hear always calling out. I mean, we might have some nerds in here that don't want to get called out, but Pat, how's it going, man?
What's up, nerds?
How's it going, bro?
That's going good, man. So about Destin Hill. No, I'm just joking.
Hey, Pat, this is a happy place.
I'm just joking. I want to say, listen, I'm really glad you guys did a Spaces because I've only listened to, like, bits and pieces of your pods. And ironically, like, I'm kind of just getting into – I mean, I'm a long-time drinker, I guess you could say. But as far as like, as far as like legit drinking bourbon and enjoying it and talking about it and all that stuff, I guess it just comes with getting a little bit older. I'm like super green, and I was literally just talking to my brother-in-law about like, what's really the difference between bourbon, scotch, whatever. I mean, I like Jameson Black Barrel. I like, you know, like Crown Royal. I was drinking a little bit of Woodford Reserve, I think it was, the other night. So super green, definitely like a rookie in this field, but. Maybe you guys could do like a little bit of a crash course. I know the last guy did a recommendation of something to like good to, you know, break into. But yeah, anyway, just as I'm dipping my toe in the water, just looking for a little advice and direction.
Yeah, no, I like it. Somebody else commented on the message board the other day. You know, it's kind of like we've been doing the pod for almost a year now, and it's like we forget that, like, you know, we kind of need to go back to the beginning at times and maybe, you know, do a beginner crash course or do a beginner, you know, like episode every now and then, because though we are not at the beginning of our journey, some people that tune in maybe. So that's a great suggestion. And I think we should, okay, so we'll all give a recommendation here, but I think our next Spaces should be kind of a, like, if we do this again, I don't know if I can convince Ben and Brendan to do it again or not, but if we do this again, maybe we should do like a beginner type episode where, you know, like, we just try and get a bunch of people in here and talk about starting out. What do you think about that, Brendan? You a fan of this or no?
We have more than three people here, so I'm thrilled. Yeah, let's we can do it again.
Okay, give a beginner suggestion. Ben, you go first on this one. Ben, okay, so for those that don't listen.
Yeah, Ben's going to be awful at this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be amazing at this. What are you talking about?
Blue nose torpedo. Genius. For those that don't listen to the podcast, Ben is absolutely the best part of it. He is the funniest. He puts Brendan and I to shame. The only problem with Ben is he's never understood a script in his life. Like, we give him an assignment every other week, and he just totally blows it. But, again, it's just kind of why we love him. So, give Pat a suggestion for a beginner.
Pat, here we go. You want to put down the Woodford Reserve. You don't even need to think about that. But we're going to stay in the distillery, right? We're going to stay within the ownership group. So you're going to go from Brown Foreman, and you're going to rock on over to Old Forester 100 Bourbon. It's $22. It's amazing. It's one of the best budget bottles in the game. It'll be complex enough for you to delve into it when you're ready to go neat. It's also an amazing mixer when you're making old fashions, when you're making Manhattans, when you're making maybe a Kentucky Mule. All of those options are amazing with Old Forester 100. A little bit extra proof. You know, if you're scared of proof, add a little splash of water, maybe a little bit of ice as you're kind of easing into it. But Old Forester 100, easily the best always available bottle on the shelf. Grab that.
Bet. I'll definitely try it out. I am a big fan of Old Fashions. There's a place here in Crystal River that does it like smoked, puts it in a box and like burns tobacco, puts smoke in it.
Hell yeah. Delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll definitely try out the Old Forester. Thanks for that. And I don't know, I'll try and pay a little more attention to y'all's pods now that I'm becoming a little bit more of a bourbon snob, if you will.
You're in the Crystal River area?
I live in Homosassa, yeah, next town south of Crystal River.
We need to meet at the freezer. We got to do a show from the freezer live. Dude,
please, let's do it.
Man. Let's do it.
Beers on me.
Pat, I stayed
in... Brendan said he was in Homosassa one time and called it the middle of nowhere. And you got to put a little respect on my town.
Bro, I love that they have manatee by one of the hotels, like the big giant manatee is a great landmark. I stayed
in the wildlife park.
I love it. I stayed in Hudson.
See the monkeys on Monkey Island?
Yeah, I did that.
I see them regularly. I drive my boat right past them regularly.
Dude, I'm with you. I'm down.
Yeah. I took a date there once. No, I'll put some respect on Homosassa's name.
That's my man. All right. Hey, I appreciate y'all. I just got to point out that TJ's hosting from the bourbon account, but he has his account in here for a free listener.
Hell yeah.
What a nerd.
That's right.
We know the game.
Got to boost the viewership.
Yeah, if there was a way I could log in on another one, I would too, but I haven't figured that one out yet. Log in on the roll-up account. It'd be great.
All right. Thank you all for your time, man. I'll be listening. Thanks.
Thanks, Pat.
I think Ben hit it on the head. I thought Ben was going to screw that up, but you're spot on.
You thought wrong.
It's the first time he's gotten a prompt right. spot on with the Old Forester 100. Easy to find, $100. Or I'm sorry, $22, 100 proof, $100. Oof, I'm not Brendan.
Whoa, yeah.
And then it's also really, really easy to transition from that into some of the other Old Forester stuff. The 1910 that I like a lot, the 1920 that Ben and Brendan like a lot.
Statesman is a sneaky good one of theirs.
Yeah, which I've never had, but I do have a sample of. I'd like to try it one day if I'm not on Whole 30. Spencer, freshest jerky and salsa ever crafted. My man, how's it going? Yeah, we got like four or five people requested, so I'm gonna have to rapid fire these because I want to get everybody in.
Nice.
I was confused.
What up, Spencer?
I was confused when I first joined because all of a sudden I kept hearing Florida State talk and I thought I joined the wrong one. But
sorry, not quite.
Sorry that Florida State isn't so entertaining these days.
basketball tonight. Oh, that's exciting.
That's true.
Spencer, you drinking anything? Oh, we lost Spencer.
It's live radio, so great. Love
it. We have beef jerky of Spencer's. I've only eaten half of it because I want to save it for review. We just haven't done his bourbon.
Not on Whole 30. We'll do it as soon as...
What do you mean not on Whole 30? Beef jerky is natural.
What's it cured in?
Bourbon. It's like bourbon and I think it's habanero maybe?
Yeah, but I would think... I think there's probably some kind of sugar that's added to that. So, Spencer, what are you drinking tonight?
My phone is terrible with these spaces. It's an Android. You already know. Mm-hmm. I've got.
I hear you speaking in green bubbles.
I've got Elijah Craig. The green bottle, actually, to represent the green bottles. It's the straight rye one.
Ooh, the rye. Mm-hmm.
I live in Virginia, and the ABC store is trash. So, you know, you can only get what you can get. And this is one of the better ones that we have pretty regularly. But we've also had, like, a lot of crazy shortages lately, supply-wise. Like, half the shelves are empty. So it's been kind of crazy. But I like this a lot. Uh-oh. Probably one of my favorite ones in, like, that $35 range, $30 range.
Yeah, Elijah Craig Straight Rye is really, really good. And it was like somewhat allocated when it first came out, or at least people thought it was going to be allocated. And then it just like popped up absolutely everywhere.
Yeah, I got TJ like 6 bottles of it in Georgia one day. Remember that?
And then it was like hard to get rid of because like 2 weeks later it was everywhere.
Job, TJ. Way to go. Goodbye.
At least we, like Josh says, buy the dip. Good stuff, Spencer. shout out your jerky so we can so people can go support.
It's funny you guys said that because I remember when I first got it, TJ was even like, oh, where'd you get that? Like, I can't find that anywhere. And then, yeah, my bad that you bought so much of it because now it's everywhere. But, yeah, you know, freshest jerky ever crafted, Spencer's jerkandjerky.com. If you listen to the roll-up, you already know about it. If you don't, you should probably listen to the roll-up. New segment, High Takes, probably starting this week. So check that out. Stay tuned. Probably going to have some new salsa. Not new salsa, but more salsa in stock. Next couple weeks once I finish moving. So, yeah.
Enter code bourbon on SpencersJerky.com and you get 10% off. See if Spencer can get that code up before he gets off of here and anybody orders. So, good luck.
Yeah, I'll fix that up for you real quick.
All right, thanks, Spencer.
Later, bro.
Cheers, man.
Cheers.
Go Noles. I had to mute him before he responded to that.
good call.
Jason, how's it going, man? What's going on?
Hey, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, fellas. I'm sitting here drinking a little Booker's Tag Along. Solid.
Oh, nice.
Solid.
Good stuff.
Solid. And I'm torn because I'm watching Carolina get beat by Miami. So, you know, it's kind of that torn here between the kid at NC State, but I hate Miami. So I'm just like not figuring out what's going on here. But the other thing is, talking about Louisville, I'm also looking forward to road tripping to Louisville when NC State goes to Louisville this year. The same reason you guys are.
That trip. For those that don't know, you want to tell everybody, Jason's son plays for North Carolina State. Jason's a big FSU fan, but has had some split loyalties, understandably so, right? Not even split. Like, I know you cheered for – holy cow, they're beating the heck out of North Carolina. You're right. But
yeah,
Jason's son plays for North Carolina State.
So it's funny.
So, yeah, I'm sure you're going
to – yeah, because I came to Tallahassee this year for the first time wearing red and white. But it was great because, you know, watching my son out there playing. But at the same time, you know, it's like mixed emotions. But a couple more years, and then they'll be back to, like, 1-2 again. So he understands it, and it is what it is. But, yeah, love you guys all the time. Listen to – you know, all the, you know, the 24/7 with Brandon and all those guys and bourbon on the bus.
Thank you.
Yeah. So it's kind of neat. It's been booing. Way, so it's fun.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man. The Bookers. That's awesome.
Yeah. Enjoy that. That's a hell of a pour.
It is a good one. And, that place, TJ, you turned me on to down there in Tampa, the cigar place. Love it, man. What a cool place.
Yeah. Davidoff is so cool. Yes. I was in there and saw Tommy yesterday, who's the general manager, the bar manager. Yeah, they're fantastic. Like, if you're into cigars or you just want a good pour, they always have excellent store picks. It's right across the street from the airport. So, yeah, I can't say enough. I mean, they don't pay us anything, right?
Yeah.
I can't say enough good things about Davidoff. Definitely one of my favorite places to stop into.
Definitely. And a hot bartender, too. So, nothing wrong with that.
That's not Tommy. But, yeah, they do have pretty good-looking bartenders.
All right, man. I'll talk to y'all soon.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, bye.
All right, cool. I want to add a couple more people here. I got Ryan and then Theo. I've got you up next. Ryan is a faithful listener and follower and supporter of the FSU Spaces. So shout out everybody that comes over, kind of crosses, not party lines, but just crosses lines on, I don't know. I feel like the intersection of being an FSU fan the last 4 years and drinking alcohol bourbon, like, is very high. So. Mm, I don't think there's like we kind of got into this right at the right time.
Yeah, we carved it out perfectly.
Ryan, how's it going?
Hey, good, you guys. Yeah, definitely synonymous. And I like the fact that Newberg's in here, not even from his burner account like Brendan, but you know, yeah, I like to see the support of each other. Yeah, so I was going to
be the best moment of this race.
So I originally, when I got into the bourbon game, really fell in love with Four Roses, and I just keep going back to it, and I'm trying to find something to convince me to go a different direction. I heard the Old Forester from Ben. I want to expand my palate a little bit, not necessarily expense wise, but looking for something that will scratch that itch.
On the Four Rose line, what's your typical bottle are you grabbing on Four Roses?
I've been gifted every bottle, and I love them all. So,
a
small batch.
So, like the single barrel?
Small batch, or the small batch select incredible. Yeah,
100%.
Great. And the single barrel's awesome, whether you're like new into bourbon or veteran. I feel like everyone's going to love that. All right.
So,
thinking here.
I love.
And I mean, Ben absolutely nailed it on y'all's last when Brendan on his reveal grid. So,
well, then, since I'm so keyed in here, let me hop in. So if you've been drinking single barrel and single barrel select, then you're going to have to end up spending at least, $50 plus to kind of compete with that. I would say the single barrel is arguably one of the better bottles at that 35 or at Costco 35, but it's usually $45 price point. And so if you wanted to stay in that next level up, I would go, like TJ says, the Old Forester 1910. That's incredible. Also step into store picks. Go into your local guys, and most of your store picks are going to be in that $50 to $60 range. But I would say I would be going and grabbing a Maker's Stave Profile store pick. I think that would be the way to go. It'd be a little bit sweeter, a little more like pancake than it would be like floral. But man, those are
I'm good with
great
that.
Bottles.
The I try to stay away from rye. Rye hurt me. I feel them in my.
Oh, the go into the weeded then. Go straight sweet. Grab the 1910, like TJ says, or go the Maker's Stave Profile. Those are very on the sweet spectrum.
Okay.
Ben stole my I was going to say Maker's Stave Profile, even like the Maker's cast strength or the Maker's 46 cast strength. It's not a whole lot hotter than the Four Roses, but you just try something different with the weeded profile. So yeah, but Ben's right. If you can find like a store pick of the Stave Profiles, like that, those are all money.
Well, the only places doing store picks up here, I would assume, is MSL, but so I doubt we have as many options as MSL, TJ and Ben, but
are you in Tallahassee? Yeah. I assume then, right? Okay, so ADC has some of their store picks for the Makers. I haven't tried those, and I mean they're all going to be good. They don't market them in a way that like I find is like super like it's cool. Like down by TJ and Ben, like they'll have a cannoli flavored one or a themed one or hot chocolate or something like that. These are just different ABC Southwest, ABC Northwest, but the juice inside I'm sure is going to be really solid. So you can try those. And you'll probably like it. And the other, I was going to say, instead of 1910 Old Forester, Ryan, if you really want to get crazy, go for the 1920. It's, where's it proofed at, Ben? I'm looking
so
at
it's,
the
proof. So that proof is one, no, that's 115.
115. It's so that's a little like hotter.
Nine, so your small batch select is 106, right? So that's like nine more.
Okay.
It's definitely hotter, but it's got more flavor. It's, I wouldn't say it's like outrageous. If you're really wanting to get... If you don't mind spending a little more money, the best thing you could do would be to buy the 1910 and the 1920 and mix them.
And combine them?
Yeah. And I wouldn't even do the whole bottle. That way you could try all three, but like, put a quarter of one bottle in one, a quarter of the, but like, and Ben and I have done this, you kind of make your own whiskey, right? Where it's 1915 and you get the sweetness of the 1910, which is super, super sweet. And you get the richness and the fullness of the 1920 and you make your own. It's 1915. So I just never really feel like dropping $120 at one time. So Ben and I usually go buy one bottle each and then mix each other's. So it's kind of an advantage of having a buddy, but Brendan also lives up there. Like just go do it with Brendan. Like
Yeah, yeah, just come drink all my whiskey.
Brendan would
for
love
free.
1950.
Yeah, that would be
Brendan's
great.
Rich as hell. Like that's totally fine.
Accurate.
No, and that'd be cool. You know, the proof I don't got a problem with. It's just I love the flavor. The Four Over Roses flavor is just, I don't know. It's just, I can't get away from it.
It's great. You're right.
Yeah,
if you can ever
really
find
solid.
So Market Square did a it's been a little over a year, I think, because shout out to Reef Knockout who brought me a bottle of it. But it was a Four Roses single barrel store pick. And let me tell you, I think the proof on those is, I don't know, Ben, help me out, like 110-ish, 112.
Yeah, it's usually between like 105-110. Maybe a little
those,
hot.
I got one that's 62%.
Ooh,
wow.
ABV. So they can get a little hot. Yeah.
So, but the flavor on that, I mean, imagine, you know, your Four Roses profile, but not proofed down at all, like the single barrel is and stuff. So it's definitely hotter, but you get the fullness and the richness of the flavor, and it's fantastic. So if you ever can find one of those, like single barrel store picks.
Whoa, good show. Ryan, yeah. If we get a heads up that it's at MSL, I'll shoot you a DM and let you know.
Yeah, okay, sure.
TJ won't give me credit here, but I also picked him up a bottle too last year. So you're
we
welcome.
Weren't that close then.
But I picked you up a bottle.
But Brendan, you never get credit for anything, so
you're
expecting.
Thank you. Yeah. I can tell Ryan is an avid listener of multiple platforms.
Brendan
thank
did
you,
get definitely. Credit. Somebody told us last night that last night on the bench was his favorite one.
So I wasn't on it.
Yeah, so okay. Shout out Brendan for that.
Forrest, you're dead to me.
Okay. I appreciate it, you guys.
Thanks, Ryan.
Let me add Theo in here, and we'll get out of here. It's 9 o'clock. I think that the Noles are just about to tip off.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
I know a lot of you guys want to check that out. But Theo,
hey, you're doing good. Brendan, man, I appreciate everything you do. I listen to all the spaces, man, so appreciate that. But I'm just sitting here watching some basketball, drinking the oldest bourbon in the country, some Buffalo Trace. But, you know.
Ooh, classic.
Yes, sir. But I stopped on the way home, and I got me a new bottle of Salcon, so I'm going to get into that after this. You know, I got to go with the classic Salcon.
That's one of Brendan's favorites.
Yep.
A little mix that with a little Sprite.
Yep.
Everything's going to be all
Brendan,
right.
Suck on these nuts. Cocaine. Appreciate it.
I was like, I've never heard of that.
Southern Comfort.
I was talking about SoCo, not SoCon.
Yeah.
Suck on these nuts. Cocaine. I want to give a shout out to a couple people here listening. Got the Dane train. What up, Dane? After talking about SoCon nuts. Where's Patrick Noe? I saw him in here, too. Or sorry, Jason Noe. Patrick Noe is someone else. Who else? That's it. Everyone else, thanks for listening.
Hey, I tried to get Dane to go pick me up a bottle the other day at Market Square. I was like, hey, do you live by this address? And he's like, yeah, I'm right by that. And I was like, awesome. Are you 21 yet? And he's like, I turned 21 in a couple months. I was like, ah.
That's a problem.
Still try.
You blew it. No, Dane, they would have ID'd Dane. Dane's got he's a great looking guy, but definitely a baby face. Like, there's no way they'd been like, oh, yeah. I got more gray in my beard than I do brown. Like, nobody IDs me anymore. So, all right, this was fun. This was cool to just hang out for a few minutes, find out what people are drinking. We'll do like a beginner episode next time. I don't know when that'll be, but let me see here. All right, hold on. I got one more speaker. Somebody requested. I can't tell people no. I can't say no in my life, and the game hasn't tipped off yet. So,
it's Noe.
Noe.
Gosh,
Jason Noe. I know a Patrick Noe, but he didn't spell it the same way. So,
Steven Barber, how's it going? It'd be amazing if we made it through the whole show without
Steven,
dropping.
I'll mute the mic.
Dead air.
Ooh, my bad,
no pressure,
man.
Though.
My bad.
Oh, there he goes.
My bad. I'm a rookie, guys. My bad.
The mute button is really confusing because it's like red, and you think that means
don't
bail
him out. Don't bail him out.
All right, sorry, Steven. Just be
yeah,
better.
No,
yo,
I thought I was.
To be fair, though.
Go.
Anyway.
My bad.
Ben figured it out.
Anyway,
so I wanted to see
if there was I don't know if there was any like if this is like a statewide thing or just like a local Tallahassee like whiskey thing, but I keep hearing about all these cool little like bourbon societies all over the
country,
yep.
Really. But I was thinking about getting one started up here in like Walton County, you know, kind of a Destin sort of panhandle area. Anybody who wants to hit my DMs or who's interested, I don't know if there anybody was. I figured I was like, you know, hey, might as well just
sweet.
Put the APB out. If anybody's interested, go ahead and, you know, let me know. Or if you have any experience starting this kind of thing, I figured it
Oh, Stephen, we can hook you up. So there is a Tallahassee Whiskey Society. Might be good to go on there and try to get people who, because I think it kind of encompasses like parts of like further into the panhandle.
Okay, cool.
And obviously, like, you know, Tallahassee's borderline panhandle. So like, I think you can justify like doing something like in Fort Walton, Destin, wherever you want, like, you know, further down a little bit. So, but going there and you probably find some like crossover. I don't think anyone's going to have an issue with that. And then we can set you up with our buddy Sean, who started the Southwest Florida Whiskey Society. And that's a really, or it's Bourbon Society, excuse me. That's become like a really big deal in the last couple of years. So yeah, he can give you some advice on how to start that up. TJ, what did he get? Like thousands of members in what, a year?
Millions.
Maybe? No, not millions. It's still a lot.
It's the worst, man.
I don't want millions. Jesus Christ. That would be like, that would be terrible.
It's a headache. No, yeah, I think I'll look it up real quick while we're talking. But yeah,
Southwest. I figured like worst case scenario, you know, we do like a little like, I don't know, I keep hearing about like making it almost like a charity kind of thing. Like you have like some members, then like once a year you do like a kind of a raffle thing, people bid on it, and then you give the money to charity kind of deal. I figured that would be a cool way to, you know, not just network obviously, but like maybe give back and just, you know, get to know some people who like bourbon in the area. You know, I figured there's probably worse things to do.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, there, the Southwest one's up to 2,000 people. And I'm in every single society that I can find in Florida. Like, I'm in the Southwest,
Central Florida.
Is that why we got that boy telling us to go suck his dick and go Canes or something like that?
Oh, I don't know why it was his balls. Not his. Come on, Steven.
We're in trouble now.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
I really thought he was talking about SoCo, and I said I liked it, and now I'm feeling really embarrassed.
Yeah.
That was a toughie.
You blew it.
Not literally.
Oh, so what do we think for the predictions for tonight? What do we think the score is going to be for this Duke game?
I got Florida State 69-68.
Oh, well, that basically means you think Florida State's going to lose and you're too afraid to say it. You just think a one-point win is the most likely?
No, I just wanted the closest thing to 69-69.
Oh, wow.
I'm a child.
Gross. Yeah, I haven't watched a whole lot of FSU hoops this year. It's been a couple weeks. Hell yeah, let's go with Florida State winning. Feel good. 72 Florida State, Duke 65. It's a rout.
Hey, Ben, what you got?
I got Wildcats.
No.
In four.
No.
Ben is definitely not the sports guy. So.
I want to do Olympics.
Steven, right. Thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it. And Brendan, do I just like you said? You said like a buddy of yours or something like that. You can.
I'll have Sean slide into your DMs. I'll make a proper introduction and we'll go from there.
Sweet. Thank you. No rush. Just figured I'd reach out. Thanks so much, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Steven. Thanks, Steven. Get it done tonight, Brendan. You've got nothing else going
Steven,
on.
I will forget if I don't do it tonight, and I'm probably not going to do it tonight. So hit me up in the DM sometime in like the next week if I don't do it by then.
Dude, just do it tonight. Just make an
intro. I'm not going to. No, I just. That's,
yeah.
I don't.
At like Brendan Sinone, hashtag sock on.
Hey, Dane just texted me and said, I'm driving home in peace listening to the Spaces, and I hear Brendan tell me to suck his balls, and you say I have a baby face. He said, I'm a defenseless player over here, man.
Shouldn't be texting and driving, Dane. That's
for sure. I hope you're at a red light, Dane. Yeah. All right, guys, we'll do this again. This was fun. I saw that we topped out around 50-60 people, so that's cool. I was just glad that it wasn't just me and Brendan and Ben, but good stuff. Let's get more interaction next time. Ben, do you have any parting thoughts before we get out of here?
I'm drinking the sock on. It's really good. Have you tried that before? Oh,
gosh. I love it. It's my favorite.
Oh, I'm sure. All right, guys. We'll be back and do this again. We did a review that'll come out Thursday morning on what did it sucked. What was it? Oh, look at that. Sean just hopped in here.
Sean, you got your ears were burning. Squeaky chair and all.
Gosh, he's gonna be mad. We did a review on something. Oh, Old Scout. Brendan picked it. It sucked. If you want to see us crap all over Brendan, tune in on Thursday morning. Release our review. Until next time. Cheers, guys.
SoCon.